Geeklings, what is going on? Welcome to episode 4 of the I Am Geek podcast. If this was the Star Wars franchise, this is right when it starts to get good. I am your host, Kevin, and I'm joined by my co-host slash sister, Jennifer.
Hello.
Our producer extraordinaire, beat maker, and all-around fun guy, Paul.
Guy is fun.
Yeah. And for a very special treat, we have our first guest here today.
Woo-hoo!
On the I Am Geek couch, I guess.
Office.
Brandon,
hello,
welcome.
Hello. How are we doing?
We're doing well. So yeah.
Who did you just wave to? I'm just curious.
I like to wave to everybody in the room. You know, just nice gesture.
He doesn't know it's audio. He thinks it's oh, hi guys. So yeah, welcome. How you feeling?
I feel good.
Yeah. Got a microphone in your hand. Feeling all types of ready.
Are you comfortable with that microphone?
I'm good with the microphone.
There was a bit of a big to do about the lack of mic stands.
Yep.
So see, we just
Jen brought it up first, and
actually,
she said it's episode 4, and we don't have mic stands.
Well, Jennifer said in episode 3 that if there weren't mic stands, she would go on strike. But Jen, you're still here.
We've been busy.
I believe the reason
and
you gave before was we were having fun.
So the strike's off. The strike's off. We're ready to go then.
Yeah.
That's good.
But by episode 5, no, I'm just kidding.
New ultimatum. Or you can go the community route. The ultimatum.
The ultimate.
Yes. So before, this is going to be our big Star Wars episode, which is very exciting. But before we get into that, there's some things we would like to cover. For me personally, today I was at work and, you know, we have this really crappy music station that plays throughout the bank. It's you know, like PC music.
Elevator and music.
Carole King came on. And the song "Nobody Knows You Better," "Nobody Loves You Better,"
"Nobody Does It Better,"
"Nobody Does It Better." And
how does it go? Can you just like sing a hook? I'm not quite sure how it goes.
Nobody does it better.
Sounds like
I don't know.
That sounds like a coffee commercial.
Right. Well, if you've heard it, you were like, oh, I know the song. So I actually listened to the lyrics today, and they mentioned
sounds like I don't know that song.
I just
well, they
to
mentioned
sing it.
The spy that loved me, and it all of a sudden clicked. That's a James Bond song.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Really?
None. And my immediate thought was, wow.
You're not really a Bond guy, though.
What a shitty Bond song. I mean, you have stuff like Live and Let Die. Tina Turner sings one.
She
what
does
she
not.
Sing?
She sings the one for GoldenEye.
She does?
What does
yes.
she sing?
Are you sure about that?
Oh, I would slap at that.
I'm going to Google it.
Oh,
sure
we got our
Googling?
Fact checker right here.
Fact check. I'm 97%
sure.
So
let's go with why she's fact checking that. Who is the worst Bond?
Who's the worst Bond?
Because that might also have the worst song.
See, like you mentioned, I'm not really a Bond guy.
Timothy
so.
Dalton.
What about T-Dog? Come on. Don't hate on T-Dog.
Would it be Brosnan? He had one good one with GoldenEye, and the rest
I think Dalton
had
only did
Holly
one,
Berry
right?
in it.
I'd probably go with Pierce Brosnan, even though I mean he looked the part certainly.
What was the song for Dalton's? It was
A View to a Kill.
View to a Kill, yeah.
Which
no,
man,
that's actually
hate on that song.
That's actually a good song.
Was that Duran Duran?
Yeah, it's Duran Duran.
Yeah, okay, that was Dalton's last one, wasn't it?
Yes. And View to a Kill, not
you know what?
Wasn't necessarily.
I think
Bond
he's
song.
Right. I think Tina Turner did do one.
Yeah, I mean it was nowhere near as good as Mad Max's Tina Turner song.
Right.
Well.
Yeah. Right. There is.
Well, which brings up an interesting. I mean, this is right up your wheelhouse. For
Golden
those of you,
Eye is a song performed by Tina Turner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boom.
1995 James Bond.
If
I think I found my outro.
Yeah. If. We hadn't just started recording, I would drop this mic. But Brett brought up an interesting subject. As we were talking about the Tina Turner Mad Max song.
It's an underground following. Tim Capello. That's Tina Turner's saxophonist.
Yes. It's
who's
the
made
guy
a career,
from the Lost Boys.
Yes, he's made a career out of being a bodybuilding, dog chain wearing saxophone player who never wears a shirt.
And you were obsessed for quite some time with him.
Because he was on The Lost Boys, which is one of my favorite movies.
Right, which would have been good for last episode.
And the whole scene where they're walking through the crowd, but yet there's just a guy with a dog chain and a microphone.
Right.
I mean, and a saxophone singing. And you just can't help but go, what in the world is that? And well, then I find out that this is Tina Turner's sax player. So in the Mad Max song, We Don't Need Another Hero. So yeah. If you watch the video, in the middle for the saxophone solo.
I was singing that in my head.
I'm watching the video, and there is Tim Capello with no shirt, dog chain, playing the saxophone. I said, what in the world's going on? 20 years he did that for Tina Turner.
20 years.
Gigantic.
Folks, this is definitely worth the YouTube wormhole. 15 minutes of your life. It's
15, or if you're Brandon, 45 to an hour.
I spent a full day.
I came
blown
over
out of
this,
the water.
You know, we were hanging out, and he had it on the computer, just big screen. He had videos ready.
I showed you, and then I showed you her doing her HBO Live special,
right.
And he comes down the stairs.
Dramatically.
Still with no shirt.
No shirt. Does he have a bow tie on?
And he has the slicked back mullet.
Yes.
So he had a mullet, but it was slicked back?
Yeah, he pulls it back in a tight ponytail. It's like a slick. I don't even know what it is.
You know, your definition was just repeating the word.
You repeated the word.
There it is. Yes, so yeah, anyway, I had no idea that that was a Bond song. And I was kind of disappointed. No. I don't know. I just kind of expect more from
James Bond songs, I guess.
You're not a Bond guy.
I'm not really a Bond guy.
It's, you know.
Could someone actually explain to me the ending of Casino Royale? Because I still don't get it.
I'm actually not a Bond guy either. So, and I don't. I haven't enjoyed a Bond movie in forever.
They decided to play.
I would watch Hudson Hawk over James
poker
Bond
rather than anything else. And
It had Mads Mikkelsen, which is great. Who I think is the best Hannibal ever. But we'll come back to that.
he's not going to let the Hudson Hawk line go.
Hudson Hawk is ahead of its time. You know it. I just don't think we live in a world where that movie will be, we will be long dead, and there will be a generation of people who go, you know, Hudson Hawk, pretty good film.
It's going to take two or three generations to truly understand
that. The continuity in the movie alone is terrible.
Oh, it's awful.
We're just not mentally ready to fathom the idea of Bruce Willis and Danny Aiello singing in a crime movie.
Are we just going to overlook the fact that all the villains had candy bar names? Wasn't there something named like Butterfinger?
I'm wondering though if Hudson Hawk's like Starship Troopers, it's meant to be that bad.
There is part to that. Because
Starship Troopers is meant
that?
To be the way it is.
Did Bruce Willis direct Hudson Hawk? I want to say yes.
He probably did.
Maybe. I don't know. He might have been a little too busy respecting himself.
Yes, I was going to say. Nice. Thank you, because I was going to say that's not the word. That's not the worst work he's ever done. He did respect yourself.
Yeah. Ooh. So, all right. So
as far as actors singing wise, I mean, that's on par with Eddie Murphy's.
Don't even do it. Don't even do it.
Wait, are you about to bust on? Oh.
Okay, look. Look,
his girl likes to party all the time.
Party all the time, yes. It was Eddie Murphy with the most, you know, it's just like, I'm a star, I can do this. But nothing beats
even
the fact that at about 3:40 of the song, especially in the video, where coked out Rick James just says, fuck this, Eddie, I'm taking over. And literally takes the whole thing over.
God rest his soul, even Charlie Murphy knew that Party All the Time was terrible and made fun of Eddie. Who's What's Up With You?
That was Eddie's second track, done with Michael Jackson.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. No.
All I think of, besides the stand up, when it comes to Eddie and Michael, is the video where him and Arsenio were pharaohs. What was the
Coming to America?
No. Michael Jackson had a video.
Remember the Time.
Yes.
Oh,
poor Jen is just kind of sitting here going, at least I have a microphone.
Yay.
Yay.
We went to 80s for Jen.
Yeah, we move on to the next.
We can circle to something that happened this morning between you and I, Jen. We talked about right now, currently, a very big, pop culture fad.
Oh, the unicorn drink.
Yeah, the Starbucks unicorn drink.
Yes, the unicorn drink. Kevin and I went to purchase said unicorn drink.
I know, I heard that. I had actually texted you, and I was surprised with your response. And then Kevin said that he saw you at Starbucks, and I was like, oh, you actually were going to buy us unicorn drinks, and I think that's really sweet.
So I'm going to do my Jen here real quick. What does a unicorn taste like?
Oh, I read reviews about it, and this one was my favorite. It tastes like a sour cake and shame. That was an actual review.
I'm going to tell you, I don't want to blow up anybody's spot or Starbucks spot, but when we went to purchase...
That's because you drink Starbucks all the
time.
No,
when we went to purchase said unicorn, there may or may not have been a person there, and when we said, what's it like? They looked us right in the eye and said, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah, he's like, we're all out.
We're all out, and it's terrible. He goes, it's mango drizzled with some type of sour something on top.
Oh.
It's horrible.
And you were going to make us drink that?
Yeah, because it would have been, I mean, just talking about how awful it was would have been such great material.
So, if I'm to guess correctly, it tastes like Xavier Woods ball sweat from Page.
Oh. Yeah, I would imagine.
I went really meta there.
Yeah, really
that's
meta.
That was pretty terrible.
Graphic.
Yeah,
but my problem with the drink, it's a limited time thing, but it's just a social media thing. They just want people taking pictures of these purple cups.
And you wanted this unicorn.
I did not want this unicorn.
No, that was actually
that
on
Kevin
me.
Kevin wanted me to drink the unicorn drink, but then I got too busy at work, so I couldn't run out and get it. And then I was like, I thought about it, and I said, you know, if I have to drink this, I didn't want to drink it alone and have it be terrible. So I was like,
I was going
to
drink it too.
Brandon, why don't you share this disgustingness with me?
I was reading up on it.
And then we can talk about it later.
It's the equivalent of 3 Snickers bars. And I hear it has, I think someone was telling me, it has like triple your sugar intake for the week.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I just imagine my teeth falling out if we had drank it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad we kind of missed that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're still talking about it, which is, I guess, a good thing. I was going to throw you in on that, but you don't drink coffee.
I don't.
It's
that's
not a coffee.
Hence
it's not
the
coffee.
Well, it comes from a coffee
it
place.
Has
hence the internet meme New Day line that I went with.
Yeah, that's.
It has no coffee.
New Day
in
rocks.
It, remember?
No, it just has shame just, apparently.
Yes. And
oh man, I was at Starbucks the other day.
Shame and
I don't drink
whatever.
Starbucks very often.
You don't.
So I was getting there. They have like this peach lemonade green tea, which is delicious. But I was there and I don't understand how Starbucks works, apparently. So they put one that looked like my drink, and I grabbed it. And the woman standing by it went, no, that's Ooh, mine. And I went, oh, I'm sorry. So they put out a whole bunch of drinks. And again, I took one that looked like mine. I grabbed it. I put a straw in it. I took a sip. I was like, oh, it's really warm. There's not enough ice in it. So I went to them. I was like, could we put some more ice in it? And the same woman who I had stolen the drink from goes, are you Kevin? And I said, yes. She goes, I think this is yours. And I had a very real moment of what do I do because I took a sip out of this drink. So I did the only thing I could do.
You handed it to her.
I took the straw out and put it back where it belonged.
Kevin.
I panicked. I completely panicked.
You're disgusting.
You can't do that.
I didn't
know what to do.
Yeah,
no.
To consider things to say, I already drank out of this one. You're going to have to make another one. I'm sorry for the mistake.
I panicked. I just wanted to get out. I had 2 like missed opportunities on the drink.
Kevin.
I already felt like an idiot, and I just wanted to go.
Because this storytelling right now doesn't make you feel more
well,
like
I mean, it's
can't.
Just good to get it out. So whoever took
everybody
that drink.
If anybody sees you
I'm
in Starbucks,
sorry.
They're going to grab their cups. And they're
yep.
I would hope
see,
so.
This is why you need the Starbucks app. Brandon actually turned
I still
would have
grabbed the wrong drink.
No, because it has your name on it. You
well, it had my
it
name to begin with. I missed it.
And you grab your drink, and it says
the Starbucks
Kevin on
app
it.
In the summertime is the only way to fly.
At 7 o'clock in the morning, it's very important as well. A lot of people between 7 and 7:30 are mm-hmm. going to Starbucks, and I'm not standing on that line. So that just got weird.
Sorry, we had.
So, an interesting. Can I sidebar for a second? An interesting happened to me last night. I was thinking yesterday about your think tank when we talked about.
Yes, my shower is the think tank. Do you have a think tank?
Yes.
What
it's when I walk.
Oh, okay.
When I walk the dogs.
Your walk. So, your think nature.
I just do my best thinking when I'm walking.
Okay, fair enough.
I do mine in bed.
You called it a think cocoon,
it's
I believe.
Think cocoon. So you know like when you're ready to go to sleep and you're tired and you lay down and all of a sudden your brain goes psst.
For those of you who couldn't see, Jennifer tapped on the microphone.
I think they might have heard it. Did they hear it?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I tried to do it really lightly.
Our listeners are now deaf.
Psst, hey, you're awake. I got some things I want to talk to you about. And then everything that you could have thought about during the day just flashes
now
through
like
your
random things or like heavy important things
everything
everything.
Everything. And then so I end up, I think this is twice this week that I've actually messaged you in the middle of the night with thoughts that I've had.
Yeah. So did your think bed cocoon.
Think
you
cocoon.
Think, think cocoon.
Think cocoon. Think cocoon.
Get it right, Paul.
Think cocoon in our bed. Did that tell you to stand up randomly last night?
No, that was one
did
of
Did you have another night terror?
I had another one of those dreams that Maddie was laying in bed with us and she spit up and I stood up, but I didn't.
Just out of nowhere. I mean, you're talking
he goes,
just.
What are you doing? I'm like.
So you just pulled the paranormal activity?
I don't
just
know.
Stood up? She
okay.
stared at Paul and
I
went
back
to bed.
Down
no, no, because we've had those before where she's looking at me, talking to
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, that's.
And
that would scare the shit out of me.
I sat up one day
there's
and I looked
nothing,
at him and I was like, what's for
there?
Dinner? And he's like.
Nothing there. She's not hearing
he goes,
me.
We've already had dinner. I'm like, oh. And I fell back asleep.
But last night, all of a sudden, it was just.
That's very
like,
awkward.
She gets up and it wasn't like a spring up like the spider one that we talked about in a previous.
Does she
podcast.
Just sit up? Does she like sit up like Undertaker?
No. Literally, like stood up like you know maybe she had to go to the bathroom or get a drink of water or something like that. She like stood up, and then kind of turned, and I was just like, "Am I everything okay?" And she just yeah, and then just went back into bed and fell asleep.
That's really awkward.
I get
like
you. I would take you to
like
a priest immediately.
And like still dreaming. It is the weirdest thing. I can't explain it. Yeah, but no, that was not part of my think cocoon. I was actually asleep.
I really do like the term think cocoon.
Well, what else would you call
it?
So
what do you call yours?
I call it
shower?
A think tank.
A think tank.
Yeah. Because you have the water and you kind of think. Well, I mean, I didn't mean to say think. It's just going to, you know what I mean? It's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, no, it sounds great.
Yeah, like.
It's awesome.
It
that's probably
where
you came up
ours.
With this idea, huh?
Paul, what's your...
In the shower.
In the
what's
shower.
Thing?
I have to think so much
when
with
he gets
my
away from everybody, he's like, thank God.
I have to think so much with my job. I like everything else to be non. So that's why I love TV and movies and everything else because it kind
but
of
but where
gets
do you
away.
Go to like get your thoughts and like...
Anywhere you're not.
Wow, guys. That's not nice.
I don't know. I suppose prior it was, either riding a bike or taking a walk with Brody or something along those lines. In the last 3 months, as you know very well, there are very few and far between.
Yeah, very true. All right, that was really all I had.
That's all you had for
your think cocoon and standing randomly in the middle of the night and staring at Paul.
I don't walk over to his bed and just like hover over him,
it wasn't
staring
a stare.
At him.
I mean, literally, it was.
I think
all
we're only a couple
seconds.
Months away from that.
Probably this has been going
like
on for like
8 seconds
10
too many for me.
No, I mean, like I said, we've had it where she is
that freaked me out, man.
Eyes open, but there's nothing. She's totally asleep.
The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Yes,
that's how Gandalf works. Sleeps. You know that, right? Wizards sleep like that. She's not listening.
Nope.
All right.
So. With episode 4, we touched on it last episode with the new release of the Last Jedi trailer. We wanted to do a big Star Wars podcast. We wanted to kind of break things down and talk most things Star Wars. So I believe that's what we're going to do here.
No. I was, when you said episode 4, I was like, wait, no, did he mean Star Wars? And then I thought about it. No. Our podcast is episode 4.
I know, that's a month
so
of podcasting.
Actually, right, but it's actually pretty funny when you think about it
because
that
four.
We're doing Star Wars
yep.
on episode four,
which was the start of the Star Wars franchise.
Is that the first one?
Yep.
Yes, Jennifer.
New Hope.
Yes.
A New Hope.
Hey.
She can be taught.
Don't worry, it's not on the Wikipedia thing, which, by the way, I thought you were, like, lying to me the other day.
For those who don't know, Wikipedia is, like, the end-all, be-all for Star Wars information.
Yes.
And Jennifer was like, well, I want to research some things. So where can I go? So I told her, go to Wikipedia.
Okay,
she looked
what?
At me like I was crazy. She was like, are you lying to me? Are you just trying to make me type something stupid in? I was like, no, it's a legitimate thing. I go there all the time.
Let's jump into this trailer because there's probably a lot to digest here.
Hold on. It would be really cool, though, if that would be kind of a Rick roll where you just send somebody to a website and it's just Chewie.
Or if he was doing it to the theme of the song. Why isn't there a supercut of that?
There's got to be somebody out there on interwebs that can do this. We just gave you a $1 million idea.
Oh,
thank
God.
You.
Actually, it's funny. Rick and Morty just did something like this. They were hyping season 3. So they came out and was like, oh, season 3 trailer. And they took all these clips from Rick and Morty and Rick rolled everybody and like you wanted to be mad because you just want new content, but you were also like, oh, you guys, you put a lot of work into this. So let's go with our immediate thoughts of the trailer. Because when I watched it, for me, anytime I see anything new Star Wars related outside of the prequels, but that's hindsight being 2020, because when the prequels were released, you were excited because it was the first Star Wars in years.
That's going to happen with any Star Wars movie.
Right.
We
matter.
Are talking about the trailer that just came out.
The Last Jedi, yeah.
Yeah, but whenever, even like with the prequels, when the first trailer came out for the episode one, the hype was insane. The movie Meet Joe Black?
Yeah,
they did an
8-hour movie with
Brad Pitt. Was even though the movie was ranked as a terrible movie, it did so well because...
I'm pretty sure the movie still hasn't ended.
All right, well, but that was one of the previews for the Star Wars movie. That was so a lot of...
Oh, yes, yes. Actually,
I'm sorry. The preview for the Star Wars movie, the trailer, the big
was
trailer...
Attached to Meet Joe Black.
Was for the Meet Joe Black, and they ended up doing over $100 million because of people just going to see the Star Wars trailer.
The internet really took off. But actually, it's funny. Meet Joe Black. Know what tripped me out about that? It's the chick from Mallrats.
It is the chick from Mallrats.
Yeah. Which one? The blonde one?
No.
Or the chick from...
The one on the game show.
The guy's daughter?
Yes.
See, I know that movie.
And I'm saying this is probably...
I get that reference.
They made that movie so long to make up for Anthony Hopkins winning an award for being in 15 minutes of a film. So they figure, okay, now do like a 4-hour film.
Yeah,
and this way we can kind of even it out.
Yeah, that just did not pay off at all.
Anyway.
All right, so...
Circling back.
Yes.
Anything, any trailer that I think is going to come out for Star Wars, everybody's always going to... I think overhype it.
Well, yeah. I mean, the hype machine is real, but I mean, as soon as that opening chord of like the tuned down version, of like Luke's theme, like I well up, like I got misty eye, and I was like, oh god, let's do this. I just show me what you got.
You appreciated the trailer more than I did. I think you were a little upset when I said the trailer wasn't the greatest.
Yeah. So let's springboard off of that. What was everybody's initial reaction to the trailer?
Well, we touched on this last week. I was a bit confused because I started watching the cartoon one.
That's right. You watched the Star Wars Rebel trailer.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Which everybody should be watching. It is fantastic.
I was like, what's this? And then I did watch the actual trailer, and it was pretty awesome. But I definitely have to watch it again.
You're going to watch it a couple times.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there.
There is an A-Wing.
There's an A-Wing in the trailer.
Is there a lot going on there, or is it just parts? Because they spliced it to
so
that geeks like us would be asking questions. Really, I think none of what they put together will tie into itself.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think like my initial thought was, especially when you circled to Luke's ending quote, you know, the Jedi must end.
What does he mean by that? I had that question too. Are they all going to die?
Wait, hold on.
Like,
before we get into that's the biggest line of the that is the big reveal in that trailer. There's Vader's. I don't know if you guys noticed
Vader's breath.
Vader's breathing's in that trailer.
Yeah, when they show Kylo's smashed helmet.
Yeah, you can hear you can hear Vader's breathing, and Kylo didn't have a breathing apparatus, so. What is the breathing?
Actually,
why are we referring to that?
If we're going with that, you could also hear when she sees Leia, there's the very muted version of "Help us, Obi-Wan."
Yep.
Yeah. So I think it's just flashing back to like the light and the dark sides of the Force. But going back to Luke saying the Jedi must end, I think that's his initial thought upon seeing Rey. I don't know. I have theories that we're going to cover about that, but I think the way the trailer was structured. That was used more for the dramatic effect to get people going, what?
Again, we don't know if that's taken out of context.
Right, which is what I'm implying. I think it's taken out of context.
Maybe it could be taken out of context, but it might not be taken out of context at all. We don't know because...
Maybe he says it because...
And that's why it's a trailer or a teaser.
A teaser.
As it were.
Right.
Maybe he said it because he's just been so lonely for so many years because he's been living on this cliff by himself.
He's living the Obi-Wan life at this point.
But let's look at the
No, because
Obi-Wan
was living in Tatooine checking over.
He was watching over Luke.
Luke. So he wasn't like alone. He had other people around.
I'm just going to sidebar for a minute. I've never been more proud of you.
Oh, don't worry. I've watched all these movies. But I don't know, like,
I mean,
twice
you just dropped some like serious like
Christmas.
Star Wars lingo and you believed Obi-Wan in it.
I did.
And it was like just as an older brother, I was just like,
Obi-Wan was doing two things.
I was correct though.
No, yeah, you nailed it.
Obi-Wan was watching over Luke because Luke was their hope.
No, I understand that.
But he was also training and learning how to come back with Qui-Gon. Remember,
right.
He says.
Well, right, then, which is how he becomes the Force Ghost. But here's my problem. I was thinking about that today. You know, in Jedi, when Yoda goes, you know, there's another. Obi was right there when Leia was born in Episode 3. So how did he not know, or did he just forget that there's just another Skywalker somewhere in the galaxy?
I think that's a plot hole.
Yeah, I think that was a mistake. Because wasn't it Yoda's idea to split them up?
Yes.
Okay, so like was his.
But the prequels were written before. After the sequels.
Right.
Oh, 4, 5, and 6, and then he wrote the prequels before that. So that's a plot hole.
Because I mean, like when you watch the movies, if you don't watch the prequels, it's just like they set these guys up. They set Luke and Leia up to like have their own secret like twin affair, which is weird. And it's like everybody knows that they're brother and sister.
You know what bothered me? So at Star Wars Celebration last weekend, they did a tribute to Carrie Fisher, which was great. It was so well done. It was great. But one of the clips they used in it was her kissing Luke. And I was like, why would we call attention to this?
Because
this is like the black guy.
You can't get away from it.
I know, but we don't have to call attention to it.
You have to own it.
But that's George. I think that's what George Lucas was trying to do. Was he was trying to create such a situation that you'd never think that Luke and Leia were twins. So that I think, but he just went overboard. He went way overboard. He just didn't have to.
No, come on. He definitely did not know what he was doing with those first three when he wrote 4, 5, and 6. They were the first.
I would agree.
They went back and kind of okay. Let's try to piece this together.
Can I just pause for a second? Now Luke is like this Jedi guy, right? Like he's like super powerful. Like wouldn't he know?
And then all the street cred you had gained goes right out the window. He's like this Jedi guy, right?
Like this big like. You know,
big to do.
Yeah, but
he had a sister.
His powers aren't developed enough.
But when they were, like, he still didn't know that.
Well, no, he did. In Jedi, he knew. Right, and Vader.
Actually, no. He by the end of Empire.
Yeah.
By the end of Empire, he could sense. He could sense Vader in another ship.
Right.
Well, that.
But he calls out to Leia.
He also at that point he knew.
Yeah, because in Cloud City, as he's like dangling over the clouds, he reaches out to
he can
to Leia, not with his hand because that's missing,
with his mind.
By the way,
I don't think so.
I try.
If I had the Force, I would know by now.
Reverting back to the Last Jedi, it's a right hand on the symbol when they're saying the light, the dark,
right?
And it's a brown glove, so it's a gloved hand. It's a right hand. That could be Luke's hand.
I wouldn't doubt it. I could
like his actual hand.
Well, he covers his after Empire and
he covers
Jedi.
Right, but if you go to Force Awakens, though, when you see him with R2 in the flashback, he has his robot hand.
But yeah, because he doesn't. He covers it now with a glove. Like in Jedi, he covered it.
But didn't they like give him the robot hand, but make it look like an actual hand?
Yes.
So why does it look like a robot hand?
He might have had the skin part of it burnt off, or maybe he wears it as a reminder now.
That's weird.
Right, he might just keep it as a.
But wouldn't it be a reminder always because it's not your real hand?
Well, no.
Wouldn't
I mean, if it looks like a hand and acts like a hand, you're going to think it's just a hand.
But it's not just a hand.
To be honest,
it's a robot hand.
To be honest with you, is if you look at it when they did it and they closed the piece, they didn't have the technology, I think, so that's why they put the glove over it. So they, you know, to make it like a robot hand, they'd probably cut
right,
budget.
The robot like stabs his finger. And he's
I think it's just budget stuff. We're not gonna build a robot.
Actually, it's funny that you say budget stuff. So when Lucas like developed it, like he gave up, like he didn't direct it, but he wanted all the financial rights to it. So he skimmed a lot of corners.
To his hand?
No. to Star Wars.
Sorry.
So and Skywalker Ranch. I saw this video. This person walking around, and you know the thermal detonators they set up on the Ewok planet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were Solo cups, just painted over. So, like, he went, he saved all this money with, like, you know, making things kind of like cheaply and stuff and just raked in the cash.
They reuse a lot
whatever
of
works. Yeah.
The lightsaber, the hilt that he uses in Jedi was also the hilt that Obi-Wan uses in A New Hope. It's the same hilt.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of that is also done for Easter egg type of things, too.
Right.
I don't understand how to find an Easter egg in a movie, because sometimes I feel like I'm actually looking for an Easter egg.
Well, I just want to explain Easter eggs to Jen real quick. Easter eggs are done for, like, especially if like you see a Marvel movie, like a comic book movie. Like, let's go with Deadpool, because there was a bunch of really good Easter eggs in that. When he's on the highway and he's talking to like Colossus and stuff, in the background you see a street exit. And on it, the street that they're supposed to get off of is Parker, which is like a nod to Peter Parker, because mm-hmm. Peter Parker and Deadpool have a very twisted relationship in the comics. But like with Marvel movies, they place these things in the background, like license plate numbers or names of people as like side characters, like a wink and nod to hardcore fans for like, hey, you'll like this.
I feel like I don't pay attention enough.
But you know,
you're also not, like, especially with comic books, you're not deeply rooted.
But I feel
in
like
that.
You say that there's Easter eggs in like everything.
But there's Easter eggs. There's Easter eggs in The Force Awakens. FN.
Well, there's well.
What's it? FN-187. No.
No, it's
What's his name?
Oh God! What the hell? The Bond, the newest Bond, right now.
No. What's Finn's name? What was his call? It was FN.
Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig was his. No. We're talking Easter eggs.
I don't know. Just tell me what his name was. FN-187.
I don't know what.
Yeah, I believe
it was
that's
a bunch
it.
Of numbers.
Leia was kept in prison cell 187, or whatever it was. But they do that. Right. They do these weird Easter eggs.
Right.
Easter eggs are also callbacks.
Why do they call them Easter eggs?
Because it's an Easter egg hunt. If you find it, it's like finding an Easter egg.
Like how like Sunday. You hide these Easter eggs.
No, I know. Okay, so can I sidebar to that, though? Okay, so
when you're looking at a bunch of bushes, and all of a sudden there's an Easter egg in that bush, and you find it.
All right, so
that would be the Peter Parker sign in Deadpool.
I get all that now, but can I sidebar for a second? We're talking about Easter eggs. Now, Easter was just this past Sunday. Why do bunnies hide eggs? I mean, they're not laying that's them. It's an Easter
that's
bunny.
A whole nother podcast.
It's not an Easter chicken. It's an Easter bunny. Where is he getting all these eggs from?
Because zombie Jesus is the reason that we don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg.
But
and
if
then
he
a
sees
rabbit
a shadow,
popped out
we
of all of that, too.
Yeah, but if he sees a shadow, we get 6 months of winter.
That's the groundhog.
I know.
All right. Whatever.
All right, so let's kind of try to circle back to the trailer a little bit. So, I guess my question, I'll throw it out there. So that last line of,
I have a bad feeling about this.
What do you see?
That would be an Easter egg.
I see the light in the dark, and he says it's much.
There's
much,
so much more.
There's so much more than that.
Yeah, that's during the Karate Kid scene where she's like kind of like swinging a lightsaber and he's watching.
So what do we all take from that?
All right. Do you want to go first or?
I think that goes with Luke went to find the first
Jedi
temple, and I think in finding the first Jedi temple, he probably learned that there was much more than Yoda was telling him.
I can see that. I think this movie is going to, for the first like Star Wars movie, is going to have some heavy flashbacks, because there's a part in the trailer. You remember in The Force Awakens, you see the Knights of Ren, when Rey touches the lightsaber for the first time. You have the Knights of Ren and kind of what happens to Luke's academy, and you see him put his metal hand on R2. You have the opposite view of that in this trailer, and you can see this temple burning. So I think they're going to flash back to what went wrong when Luke was in charge of a Jedi Order.
Was he just not a good teacher?
I'm not sure if he wasn't a good teacher as much as... My big thing is to circle back to the prequels. There were three Jedis who had issues with the Jedi teachings, right? Qui-Gon didn't completely agree with everything.
Right.
Dooku was known to not agree with a lot of... He said a lot of stuff was mistaught.
Well, then
a lot of things
were
wrong. But what does Yoda say? He was our greatest student and our greatest failure.
Right, because they pushed him away.
But he was also, but he respected Qui-Gon so much, but Qui-Gon didn't agree with a lot of the teachings. So I think there's some, I think there's a gray area. I think that Luke's going to find out that the Jedi could have misinterpreted some things or taught some things wrong about the Force.
Maybe because Kylo, wasn't he there? Like, wasn't he like in the
Luke's Academy?
Yeah.
Like, kills
well, maybe he saw him turning to the dark side and it reminded him of like, his dad and whatnot.
Well,
this is my sister's son, my best friend's son. And like, he kind of like didn't want to push him away. Like,
well, I think he does. I think he kicks him out of the academy. And that's when Kylo, he gets his own servant, his own army.
I think Kylo leaves the academy and goes to the Knights of Ren.
Well, yeah, he forms the Knights of Ren.
I don't think Luke would kick him out.
Yeah, I agree with Brandon on that one.
See, I think Luke might have pushed him out.
Only going by Luke's, what we know of Luke, this is a man who had his father beaten, and he couldn't strike him. You know, he wouldn't strike him down. So I'm not sure he's going to throw his own blood out of an academy. I think Kylo leaves looking for something more.
Right, but instead of trying to save him, Luke goes into hiding.
Well, I think he sees the flaws in the Jedi's teaching, and that's why he goes.
No, he sees Kylo as a failure, and he doesn't know how to fix it, and he goes all kung fu and roams the earth.
I don't know.
I think maybe he's trying to search as we learned after, you know, Obi-Wan's death, you know, he says, you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you could ever imagine. And that was when he was learning prior to that, you know, searching for Qui-Gon. So there's something above that.
It's definitely a cheap victory for Vader.
Right. And I think that's something that possibly after Luke's failure, because he might have, after this whole thing, is just like, hey, the Force is the end-all, be-all, and that he becomes blinded to the fact that there's a circular nature to what's going on, which I think when they, you know, my thought of the, that there's the light and the dark is that, you know, for every Jedi, there has to be a Sith.
Right.
And I think when Luke says there's so much more, is that there is, you know, that he feels that Jedi's, that there shouldn't be Jedi's simply because of the fact that you have to have the counterpoint to that.
Right.
And there's something else to that.
And that's why he says the Jedi must end.
You know, exactly. That's why I said the Jedi must end.
If there's no Jedi, there could be no Sith.
Correct.
I actually like what Paul just said there, and actually reminded me of a book that me and you both read, Beautiful Creatures. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
The Light and the Dark, on their 16th birthday. Like,
right, she had to make the choice.
They choice, yeah. So
well, actually, well,
it's a
she didn't make
it's
the choice.
It was a
family
thing. Yeah.
I want to circle back to what Brandon had said about the well, gray, because I think it's a really good point. Going based off of Rebels, the cartoon trailer that they introduced in the third season, this character called the Bendu, who's a Force wielder, but he's neither light nor dark. He's a gray. He's almost kind of in perfect balance with the Force. He's neither a Sith. He's neither a Jedi, but he finds a way to wield the Force evenly.
So wasn't that the blind guy in Rogue One? Would he be similar to that?
Kind of. He was, and I don't know a lot of the history of these guys. What the hell are they called? The Wills?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were like the protectors of the Force. And when Lucas originally wrote Star Wars, they were supposed to have this huge role, the Guardians of the Will. And they ended up being omitted. So the fact that they showed up in Rogue One was kind of a big deal. It's the first time you had actually encountered one outside of, like, you know, the Clone Wars cartoon. I believe Yoda talks to one.
What's her name? She never dies in the 66 order.
Ahsoka?
She's a gray. She turns to be a gray.
Yeah.
She leaves the Jedi Order and becomes a gray.
Yeah, she leaves the Jedi Order and has in the season finale of season 2 of Rebels, she actually has her confrontation with Vader, and it is awesome.
My theory is, you're saying that he's saying that we have to end so that there is no Sith. My theory is that he finds that there's more flawed in the Jedi than there is in the Sith, in that the Jedi, the order of the Jedi has to end. They don't have to end altogether, but the way that they're built has to end. The way they're taught has to end.
I'm going to go the other way with that, though.
He has to go differently now.
I think he thinks that too much pain is caused from either side, Jedi or Sith. I think what Luke is saying by ending the Jedi, it's maybe we have to do something different. If the Force is a real thing and it's and this all-encompassing, you know, for lack of a better word, Force, maybe there's something better we can do with it besides the structures that we have in place now.
Now, you don't think they just kind of puss out and say, oh, let's go all Gandhi now, do we?
See,
no.
I have this weird theory that Luke... All right, so the beginning of the trailer, when Rey's gasping for breath, she's dressed in exactly what she was wearing at the end of The Force Awakens. I'm thinking she comes to see Luke on, you know, whatever planet that is. He sees her. I think he might force choke her for a minute before he can, like, before she starts to get answers.
Well, they're saying that she's, the speculation is he's not who she thinks he is.
I would imagine he's gone a little mad.
You know what? I don't think he's gone
Maybe
mad
she
as much
force read his mind. Like, she, like, saw some things and was like, oh my God. Like,
she she's not that strong in it. She would, I mean, to read Luke.
I don't know.
Well, the other thing that the one thing they've been leaking is Luke is more powerful than you can imagine. They are saying that, like, at one point, you know, people talk a lot, you know, obviously there's a lot of different little things on that, you know, you could read about it, but he can do a lot more than any Jedi before him.
Well, I mean, he's been gone for what, 30 years?
But if he...
By himself? I mean, he's got nothing else to do.
I've always had a theory, and I told you this. The fact that his biggest asset is he can resist the dark side. I think he's going to be the first person that can stay light and wield the dark side.
Like, you're talking like Force Lightning?
Like, he can use the dark side. He can feed into the dark side of the Force without being turned.
But doesn't that go back to the gray area discussion?
I know, but... And the only reason why that one of my biggest theories for that is he does at one point, everybody, you know, even though people, you know, Luke never goes to the dark side, he does go to the dark side when he's fighting Vader. He uses the dark
side.
Well,
he uses aggression.
And what does Yoda say?
Well, I mean, Vader. Fear, I mean, aggression. Vader kind of caused it. He was like, "Sister, you have a twin sister. You
I know,
don't talk about family."
But the Emperor feels, you know, his hate flowing
through him.
Yeah,
he says, and I think he uses the dark side to defeat Vader, but ultimately he doesn't turn.
Because
right,
he's good, right?
No, because that's my.
All right, so let's. Let's go on to I think we've covered that pretty well, but let's go to a bigger question. Who's Rey's parents?
Han and Leia.
I'm starting to lean towards that. I saw this thing where it was like an interview with Daisy Ridley, and she was like, "So who are your parents?" She goes, "I feel it's fairly obvious if you watch The Force Awakens." And it seems like the way it was implied in The Force Awakens, it was Han and Leia, but it seems like it should be Luke.
If it's not Han and Leia, then it's a dirty, dirty secret of actual
Chewie and Leia?
Incest love of Luke and Leia.
I'm gonna say she's Rey Kenobi.
Obi-Wan's daughter.
I'm gonna go Obi-Wan's daughter.
Well, all right. So, but mathematically, that doesn't match.
Yeah.
Up.
How does that work?
Dead.
Unless he was like force saving his boys.
Right.
And then as like a force ghost, just release them.
Yeah,
I guess
I mean,
he unless
and then
unless
that brings
he was
up
skeet,
all
skeet skeeting all over the galaxy, like, you know, way past his death.
Which brings up a whole bunch of different moral ideas of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Is he like,
and this is why
is like,
the Bill Cosby
is he,
of
is
the
like,
Star Wars.
Is he like the Tupac of Star Wars, or he's not like? Really
I don't think.
Dead,
I don't
like,
think he can be.
And this is why the Jedi must die.
Remember, I did this. We did. It could be, she could be, I'm telling, my biggest theory on with that is, I don't know so much who's going to be her parents. It could be Han and Leia. It could be Luke. I'm going to say Kylo's the one who drops her off on Jakku.
Yeah, you've been talking about that for a while.
No,
I think it's
Leia and Han who drop her off. Because at that point, probably, she seems like she's significantly, like, a couple years younger than Kylo. And they're saving her.
Oh, no, she's way younger than Kylo.
Well, this is what, like a 10-year gap?
No,
so
it's about 16.
From what is happening?
I fully agree with Jen. Is that at that point he is gone off the reservation, and they, they were pregnant and they decide that they have to hide her from
But she was
him.
A kid when they dropped her off, though.
She had to be, what, like 3 or 4?
Nah.
She
was
like, yeah.
No, it's just like, so she
yes,
she remembers,
because
she's
remember
like 5.
You're always looking, she's always yeah. looking at the stars.
She's like 5, right, I think she's like 5 or 6. Which puts Kylo, could put Kylo at 18 years old. I'm thinking that Kylo destroyed the Jedi Order, could not destroy either his sister or his own cousin, and drops her off on Jakku, because in The Force Awakens, when they he said, who has the droid? He said the droid escaped, and it they with the help of FN, you know,
Finn, let's call him Finn.
And a girl, you know, and some girl, and he just flips out, and that's when he Force pulls the guy over and says, what girl? You could see he's in, like, what did this, is this going to really come back and haunt me now? Because he's got to hide her from Snoke.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, going with that, there was I have a really interesting theory based off of the poster they released. The poster, which is gorgeous. It's so simplistic in how throwback it is. But if you see, like, Rey standing right in the middle of the poster, and she has her lightsaber going up, and it starts blue, but when it gets to the middle, right where the faces are, it turns red. So is that, like, you know, a hint, or is that alluding to the idea that maybe Rey could go dark?
I think she
maybe
could.
It's like a battle between like her and Kylo, like they're.
Well, it seems like Kylo and based off of the way the poster is depicted, that Kylo and Luke are going to be fighting over her. But you also have to wonder: is Snoke playing the puppet strings here? Could he see more in Rey than he sees in Kylo because he's too emotional? He's just flies off the handle. Maybe he just wants her.
That's definitely
because she's more balanced. Maybe it'll be interesting. You know what? That's going to be tough.
Well, I think it's because if that's the way it's going to go, he probably would, because she never knew that she had the Force until recently, and he's always, like, he grew up knowing that he had it. He's kind of like a spoiled little brat.
Well,
and he wants to be
Vader so bad.
Yeah.
And you also got to remember that she also, she went all this way to find Luke, who's going to teach her the ways of the Force. This is like, she's heard stories about this man. And when she shows up,
think,
and he's not what she thinks he is, maybe that pushes her.
That could be. Do you think Luke kind of like sits on her back like Yoda style?
No.
No? So there's not going to be any like Luke Skywalker backpacks that come out of this?
No, it's not.
That would be amazing.
It's going to be something big, because if there's rumors of how good of a job that Mark Hamill did, like, you know, obviously.
Well, Abrams is calling for an Oscar.
But the script would have to warrant
easy.
It.
All right, so let's move on from all the questions that we don't know and obviously don't have any answers for. I think a fun little part to this podcast would be, as you've heard, Brandon and Kevin are obviously big into Star Wars, have a lot of knowledge of what's going on. And as you've kind of heard through, Jen is a little limited.
I have some knowledge.
You held your own. You held your own.
She does. But I think what would be fun is if Jen would throw a couple of questions towards the geeks, and we can kind of have a little repartee.
Now covering the whole saga?
The whole saga.
So Q&A?
Anything you want to throw out there.
She just looked at her computer like, this was not in my notes.
It's actually blank right now, but I'm like, oh my God, it's blank. So is my mind.
Quick to the thing, Katoo.
Well, can I start off first? Okay.
The great lightsaber debate?
No, we're going to get to that
because
I'm still upset about it.
How could you be upset about it?
All right, hold on.
My first question, it's not really a question. I don't know if it's really, I don't know. But like at the end of the last prequel where Obi-Wan and Anakin are fighting.
Right.
Like, I kind of feel like, does anybody else feel like?
Oh, Kenobi's in extreme dick mode.
Like, mean.
He lets, he gives that whole speech about, you were my brother, and then lets my man burn to death.
Yeah. Hold on, mean, the guy killed every Jedi alive.
That
kids.
I get
you gotta
it.
You got to also understand that some,
mean as fuck.
Yeah,
no,
you got to
understand
that some
that,
of these, Obi-Wan is very cut and dry. He can let go, even though Anakin's his brother. He knows he has to stop him.
Okay,
and that's just the way Obi's built.
Okay, my question from that, though, my actual question, did he know that he was actually alive? Did he really think that he was going to die there? Or
I think he thought he was going to die there. When he burst into flames, it's a pretty big indication that someone's not going to live.
Okay, so how did
he know?
Oh,
he knew he was alive. He said, I hate you.
Then how do they know?
I hate you.
I think that's like Kevin's like second least favorite part.
No, no, it's the that whole exchange. Well, I, from my point of view, the Jedi are wrong. Well, then you really are wrong.
Okay, so in at the so
Kevin's all time.
I know is the
no at the end of.
I love sending that.
That is the, oh, the I hate that. I hate that so much.
A GIF.
A GIF.
Why is it called a GIF and not a GIF? Because
you're just one. It's not peanut butter.
Do you know what's even worse? Is not the no at the end of
no. It's the no at the end of Jedi.
It's the no at the, that they added yeah. later on at the end of Jedi. Yeah. That drives Kevin crazy.
No. Oh, I just like I'm desk gripping the microphone right now. So much rage.
Okay, so
or the
like
random karaoke
he
bit.
That volcano.
He fucking ruined Jedi.
Let's stop.
Listen, he leaves that volcano place, right? And he's assuming that Anakin is dying. He's right. Yeah. dead. He's gone. See ya. Like,
you're
toast. My brother, but I cut your legs off and I'm leaving you to burn to death.
Well, you did have
you
the high
ground.
Killed
a lot of people. It is what it is. So when they get back to wherever they are on this, like, ship thing, like, why did they decide to separate Luke and Leia then?
Mostly for the, I think it was because of
the
Emperor.
Sith.
Yeah.
The Emperor wants, a lot of people theorize the Emperor wants Anakin's offspring because you're either Force sensitive or you're not. It's not passed down genetically. The
swear to God if you say midichlorians.
Skywalkers are the first family to pass down Force sensitive people. Like it's genetic, you know. It was never like that before that. Like Mace Windu could have a child that couldn't be Force sensitive at all. You know, you just found him.
Okay. All right, Jen, Paul, did you have something? No. Do you have another question? We're talking any Star Wars movie,
what
anything.
Is an actual Wookiee.
It's the best friend you could ever have.
Is it like a Mog? Like in Spaceballs?
It's better than a Mog. It's a Wookiee.
You can't just say the name back.
It's a space bear.
They're friends of Yoda for a really long time.
A space bear would be the
what
little,
it matter
the little cute guys.
But what does it matter with Wookiee?
There's Ewoks?
A million.
What are they? Ewoks. I know Ewoks. There is something funny about them. But forget it. something about angry Care Bears or something. I don't remember.
Oh, no. They're Care Bears that lost their stare and hooked on drugs or something. Yeah.
Care Bears on the spectrum.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
What you really have to ask yourself is at the end.
What's going on with your hand there?
At the end of the Revenge of the Sith, who would have won that lightsaber battle if they were on equal ground? And
he told him flat out, "I have the high ground." And the arrogance of Anakin
killed
caused
him. Well,
caused
him to
yes.
Obi-Wan still would have won because Anakin was so emotionally angry. He wasn't thinking correctly, and that's why he got his legs chopped off
and his arm
burnt.
Anakin's supposedly the better with light. He's better with the lightsaber than.
Yeah, he was probably arguably the best.
No, Mace Windu's the best. Everybody knows that.
Get out of here.
How?
Yeah, he got taken out like a chump.
He got blindsided.
That's not my problem. He should be focusing on
the
Emperor.
He didn't think Anakin would just chop his hand off.
Well, also, he was thinking like a Sith. He was going to kill that dude. He should have had a trial.
Mace Windu is always known as the strongest with the lightsaber. Probably second is Dooku.
I saw Attack of the Clones. He is not the second strongest lightsaber battler ever. Battler? What happened there?
No, because it's obviously it's Dark Maul.
Oh, Maul was pretty sick.
He had that two cool,
yeah.
like the double lightsaber.
Yeah.
I mean,
had, like,
as garbage as that movie was.
Actually, believe it or not, you'll never see it because, you know, obviously the way the movies are set up. Palpatine is insane with a lightsaber. You took out three.
For those of the that can't see this, Jen has her arm raised.
The floor recognizes Jennifer.
Patiently waiting. My last question, can I question it? Can I?
Wow, the whole system broke down there. You want to try that again?
Can I ask it? Okay, so for a lot of you that don't know, Halloween, me, Kevin, Paul, and our friend Michael, we dressed up as
Star Wars
Leia,
characters.
Chewbacca, Han, and I was Rey. And I had the lightsaber.
Rey's lightsaber.
With me. Okay, listen, it's my story.
Oh, no.
It's my time.
Go ahead.
So we're all having fun on Halloween, and here comes Brandon walking in, and I was like, yo, like, look at my lightsaber. And he's like, oh, that's Anakin. So I was like, no, it's Rey's. It said it on the box. It's Rey's lightsaber. Why is it Anakin's?
You know why it's Anakin's.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
Any Star Wars fan right now, just drop their glass listening to it.
Right, like, actually, I want
that
you
was the question, though. That right, was what our debate
you,
was
I,
about.
I said, you have Anakin's lightsaber. You said, no, it's Rey's. I said, no, it's Anakin's. You said, it's Rey's. I said, well, Rey's lightsaber is Anakin's.
It said Rey's lightsaber.
And you said, what do you mean?
I said, Anakin's.
I said, also, by sidebar, I don't have that lightsaber anymore because someone took it, and I know who did, and I want it back.
And if you're listening, we're coming for you.
So then you said, no, it's Rey's. I said, no. Well, Rey's lightsaber is Anakin's lightsaber, which is Luke's first lightsaber. And you said, what? Luke's lightsaber is green. I said, no, his very first lightsaber was blue. It was Anakin's, his father.
This argument has been going on
so
since Halloween.
Now that you've watched all the movies and we just covered the whole...
Well, you can't really go by the new movies now because all the new DVDs, they're all remastered. And I'm... telling you, it was green.
No, it's always been blue. They switched to green for Jedi because
shut you down.
They actually said they switched to green because it showed up better for Jedi. Anyway, so you just said, I have that. He says I have the high ground. He cuts off his legs, and you said, did he think he was actually going to leave him there to die? What's the first thing he does after he cuts off his legs and says, "You were my brother"? He picks up the lightsaber.
I know he takes it with
and
him.
Takes it with him. Then
he
gives
it to Luke.
To Luke in A New Hope. And he said, this was your father's when you were old enough. I wanted to give it to you. He still has his own.
So he had it the whole time?
The whole time?
The whole time. And then Luke, in turn, takes that to the Death Star, the second Death Star. No, Cloud City. He takes that to Cloud
right,
City.
His hand gets
duels
off.
With
Vader.
Vader. Vader cuts off his hand. The only thing we don't know is how did Maz Kanata get a hold of that lightsaber? And where's the hand?
Well, the hand probably decomposed because it was an actual hand and not his, like...
You know George Lucas's original idea for the...
Yeah, this gets weird.
For the sequels to Jedi was that the Empire gets a hold of Luke's hand and clones him.
There's an actual Luke Skywalker out there?
Oh, there was going
to
be tons
a Sith,
of Luke's.
He wanted to be a Sith. He wanted to make an army...
Like an army.
Of Luke Skywalker.
There's actually a
like
great...
Like Stormtroopers, but like...
All Luke's.
Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, pretty much.
Instead of the Fett.
Boba Fett's a clone?
Yes.
Of who?
Of Jango Fett, his father.
Who's that?
Seriously?
Don't look at me like that.
We finally got into it. You don't remember when he says...
It's in episode two.
They make an army of clones?
And he was an outlaw who kind of like volunteered but didn't volunteer
the
himself.
The guy with the helmet?
Jango Fett.
Yes. Oh, you're really hurting my heart
right now.
I'm
sorry. I'm trying to remember.
Yes, Jango Fett. They clone Jango Fett and he keeps one clone that's not altered to listen to be completely like him or for him to teach him, and that's Boba Fett.
Right.
So you knew this was gonna happen,
and you know who
when
kills
you said we were gonna do this
and
episode.
You know who kills Jango Fett?
Mace Windu.
Yes.
All right. So before
and who kills Boba Fett?
All right. So hold on, real quick. I have a lightsaber question, real quick. And
it kind of reminded me of a Tremor, like the movie Tremors.
Sarlacc pit.
Was it Boba's got the big dent in his helmet, right?
Yes, he got and the. They just released information
it's
on that.
Cad Bane.
Cad Bane
actually
him
gave him the dent.
All right. So, quick lightsaber question, and
it was blue.
No, that I'm not talking about the colors. So
wait, no, it's just
we have the one that you know, obviously, Obi-Wan takes. Takes the one from you know from when he leaves
Anakin.
That is if I'm understanding correctly, that's the one that shows up in Force Awakens.
Yes,
yes,
that's that one.
What happens to the one when Luke gets his hand cut off?
It's the same one.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's the same
one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one that she has. Somehow the what was her name?
Maz Kanata gets a hold of it somehow.
Okay, so that's all right.
Yeah,
all right. The question is the same. How does she get her hands on?
Well, right. That's
what
she
we
doesn't. She
ask
allude
herself.
That's She's a bigger story.
Right.
And it's also you got to understand that Kylo really wants that because that was built by Anakin, so it's
right.
A bigger connection to Darth Vader.
Well, Kylo just doesn't understand what Vader is.
So now this is here's a really wild idea too.
Well, he's a demigod.
Well, yeah.
When you think about Rey's parents, if Kylo we know is Han and Leia's kid. Why did the lightsaber go to Rey? If they were brother and sister, it shouldn't really choose.
Ooh.
Wow. That's
well, maybe she's...
a very good point.
She's more pure in the Force?
Or maybe because her father was the last person to possess it. That's
right,
A.
Right, right.
And then my B side is she's insanely good with mechanics and fixing ships. So was Luke. So was Anakin. That's a Skywalker trait. She's great with droids.
That was my first go was exactly where you're going. That's Luke's
she
kid.
Yeah, she's great with droids. Anakin built droids. Luke was great with droids. And they were all of them are great pilots, and she was able to fly the Millennium Falcon after not even ever seeing the ship and outrun TIE pilots. Or TIE
she's
fighters.
She's a pilot, though.
Oh, by the way, there is an Easter egg that they said supposedly Kylo has his own TIE fighter.
TIE fighter.
TIE.
Nobody says that.
No, TIE.
It's a TIE fighter.
Mm, TIE. It's an abbreviation.
Yeah, I know.
Twin ion engines.
But everybody calls them TIE fighters.
They even in the films call it TIE fighters.
Yeah, really. This is upsetting.
No, I call it TIE because it's twin ion engines.
No, it's... Well, you can
twin
call
TIE. TIE.
Ion engines, Kevin.
You can call an AT-AT and... You can't call it an AT-AT.
No, that's an AT-AT.
Right. So why would you call a TIE a TIE?
Because twin ion engines, baby.
Sweet Jesus. Jennifer's got her hand raised.
I have another question. How did Leia get into the whole Rebel Alliance?
Through her father.
She was a queen. She was a princess.
She was a princess. On
so princesses Alderaan. Are automatically in the Rebel
her
Alliance?
Her father was deeply... Well, you remember in Rogue One where he shows up. He was deeply underground with the Rebel Alliance, and he raised her that way.
Her mother was the queen, so she was ultimately the princess, and he was...
I also feel like Luke got the shit end of the stick.
Oh, no, but he didn't.
Because of the sand desert place?
Yeah.
I was born
so
here.
Miserable.
You're going to die here.
Well, there's another sort of plot hole when you think about it, is that ultimately, okay, so they put Leia with... who was a senator. Mm-hmm. And then, and obviously you have the break of the Senate and everything gets broken off, so they go one way. They put Luke with family.
Yeah, which
with
I always thought was suspect.
How
which is
that,
weird.
That's very suspect.
Yeah,
we're led to believe that, okay, Darth feels that his children never made it. They were never alive.
Right, so no!
I'm calling BS on that. I think he knew. He just didn't want to tell the Emperor.
Okay. I'm asking theories on that.
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, okay.
Recognizes Kevin.
So, actually, Marvel has released a comic series, which is full canon, that takes place between the end of A New Hope and Empire. And in between that time, Vader hires Boba Fett to find out who destroyed the Death Star. And Boba Fett comes back to him and tells him, the guy's name is Luke Skywalker. Do you want me to take him out? And Vader dismisses him. And Vader, in that moment, realizes that he has a son. So when you go into Empire, he's fully aware of who Luke is. And, like, the comic did such an awesome job of flashing back
so
between the prequels and...
This was released when?
Within the last, year and a half.
So that was the F, but obviously Empire was released so much longer ago. He knew the whole time, because in Empire, we don't know about Boba Fett. That was never written. So he goes, I'm your father. He knew the whole time.
Well, no, I'm telling you, that's how he got the answer, through Boba Fett. That's canon now.
Well, now it's canon, but...
Well, yeah, now you have an answer. You don't have to, fill in the blanks. He hired Boba Fett.
You can't write
Boba
an
Fett
answer 20 years later.
Sure you can. What the hell do you think the prequels were?
It's just another Lucas plot hole.
Lucas is a mess.
So he... Okay, so let's just...
He is a mess, and yes, and Kevin, and to a degree myself, will still never forgive him for the remakes and the Raiders of the Lost Ark and all of that stuff. But
he destroyed Raiders of the Lost. He destroyed Indiana Jones.
Right.
God, what is it? The Crystal Skull?
It'll never be fixed.
But that's it. He did create this, so have to give the man his due.
No, absolutely.
As much as later in life you want to, throw a brick in his face, but
I just want to shake him for Jedi, what he did to Jedi.
Can I point out how come Chewbacca?
Why is your voice so high?
Chewbacca never got a little medallion thing.
That's always bothered me.
At the end of the movie.
That's sad. There is a lot of classes, you know. I'd say classism.
Are they racist
I wouldn't
against
necessi-
Wookiees?
It's not racism. I think it's classism.
Classism.
In the
why would we give the space
in the comics,
bearer medal?
When in the books, he dies.
Yeah.
Chewbacca dies?
Yeah, planet crashes.
Takes a whole planet to kill him.
Whole fucking planet.
They drop a planet on him.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
They're not going to kill Chewbacca in the movies because...
Now that they've killed Han.
Well, also because anybody could put on that suit. You know, that character can never, you know, they don't have to worry about age.
It's Chewie, man. Wookiees are, like, ageless.
Although I would love to see like a flash forward. I would love to see a flash forward with, like... Like Chewy with like gray hair.
That'd be awesome.
a silver
I could relate to that Chewy.
Okay, so my next question, what are they going to do now in the new movies going forward now that Carrie Fisher has passed away?
I recently read after Star Wars Celebration, they're restructuring episode 9. She filmed everything for episode 8, but she was supposed to have a big role in episode 9 too, and now they're restructuring that. She won't appear.
You don't think they'll Paul Walker it?
No, I don't think so. I think out of respect.
Hope not.
Not that they did a bad job, Paul.
They used his brother. Yeah.
You know that in this one, just because if you're following what they're doing, right? Obviously, The Force Awakens, there were some very strong similarities to A New Hope. That there's going to be a serious plot twist in this one.
I would hope so.
It's going to be like a...
I'm hoping it's dark.
And it's the same writer that did Empire Strikes Back. Right. So there's going
to
be...
There has to be something that we're not seeing.
The thing that I feel that they can't do is you can't have Luke go to the dark side because now you're following the Empire too much. Right?
Right.
I feel like if you make Rey Han and Leia's kid, you're following the story of the original Star Wars too much with Leia and Luke. So if you make Rey and Kylo, you're following that too much.
But
you
isn't
can't
there a bit
that.
Of disappointment if she just ends up being some, like, you know, construction worker's daughter? Just some dude on Jakku.
Well, I
do like the fact that it was, you know, that it was Obi just skeeting through the galaxy. I mean,
what if it was Lando's?
Sam Jackson's cat.
There we go.
Well, who could it have been?
No, it's structured to be.
It's
got to
be either Rey or it's got to be either Leia or
right.
Luke.
Of course.
All right. So before we wrap this up, let's
Luke, you know,
diddling.
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna be diddling Jyn Erso or whatever her name was.
Yeah, you were big on that.
Oh, I was hoping.
And we got a couple minutes.
We got
left
a couple
on
minutes.
Here.
Left?
Yeah. So
we can go into more lightsabers. You know what would be a great Easter egg?
Hold on.
Do you know what would be a great Easter egg?
Someone finding
Mace Windu's lightsaber because it's somewhere on that planet. Some kid lights up this purple bad
boy. You
just
call Coruscant some planet?
Yeah, some planet.
It's like
the
planet.
You were still mad at me because I didn't care for the trailer so much. It was a good trailer. What'd I tell you? If he would have just sparked up the green machine, that would have made it for me right there. If he'd have just... There's the green guy.
Really good lightsaber sound effect.
Oh yeah, that would have made everything worth it.
Was sparked up the green machine used because it's 4:20 today?
Oh,
as we're taping this.
I see what you did there.
It would have been good though.
Was that an Easter egg?
That's an Easter egg. You got the Easter egg.
Never
gets
it.
Nailed it.
So well, we got a couple of minutes. I'm going to do something a little fun. Let's just do a couple of quick hits. Try not to go long. I'm going to ask a couple of questions, and I'm going to throw it out to you guys. So,
quick question, quick answer.
Yeah. All the movies, favorite scene.
Ooh, move on to Jen.
Okay. I don't remember what movie, but the movie where Luke meets Yoda for the first time, and Yoda's
Empire.
Crawling in his stuff, and he's throwing all that stuff out.
That's
it's
an
so
Empire.
So funny. He's adorable.
When he starts beating him with the stick.
Get out of there.
Try not to overthink it. Just shoot one out there. You could be wrong and want to come back to it and later apologize.
If I'm going to it first, immediate to the head, it's the Luke's first encounter with Vader. You know, impressive. Most that whole ordeal. I'm your father.
I'm gonna say Luke's last encounter with Vader. It's probably my favorite.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you could see him going dark, but he doesn't. He's beating the snot off that guy.
I'm just going a McLaughlin group in here. Wrong. All it's I am your father, and that's it. That
is
the best.
What I said.
Yeah,
I said the whole thing.
Yeah, no. It's that one scene.
I really like the scene when they're in the garbage.
I'll just threw it down.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm glad you got your answers.
Wrong. That's the obvious
one. It might be obvious, but it's still the best.
It is the most iconic.
You love Luke's. No!
Yes.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Non-bastardized version, worst scene.
Oh, we're taking out the remastered.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So are we counting the prequels too?
Anything.
I'm on it. Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Anakin and Padme declaring their love for each other is the most atrocious thing.
That's brutal.
I've ever seen.
I
think she uses the line at one point. I was dying since I've been dying since I met you. Who is that wooing?
I may have mentioned in a podcast prior that
what podcast were you on prior? I feel so cheated on.
This one.
Oh, this one. I thought you were talking about another podcast.
Not this, no. But this,
I was like,
this,
you son of a bitch.
This podcast, I believe I may have mentioned that there's an actress that was a C-plus level porn star actress. Hayden Christensen in that trying to do a romance thing is like F-. Like
it wasn't all his fault.
Bad.
It wasn't all his fault. He burdens the blame, but a lot of that is on the dialogue that Lucas provided.
It's anything. In Attack of the Clones, even the ending scene when it's
that
just
lightsaber
all
battle.
The ending scene when they're like on.
All right, Jen had one.
For me, it's the Fox gladiator scene Attack of the Clones.
That's
no,
pretty
mine
brutal.
Would be in the prequels. Anything with Jar Jar in it.
Bravo.
There you go.
Bravo.
That's actually.
You know what happens to Jar Jar?
Wrong.
Jar Jar gets thrown off of Naboo. They just published a book where he shows up briefly. He gets thrown off of
you
Naboo.
You don't like Jar Jar.
Okay.
Who does? Do you?
No.
Okay.
He's banished from Naboo, and now he's a street performer. He just juggles on the street for coins.
Okay. Terrible. Brandon, worst scene?
Anything in most of Attack of the Clones I can't stand. I really have a hard time watching that movie.
Favorite character?
Vader or Yoda?
Brandon? Luke. Jen?
Wow.
Did we break her?
No. Favorite character?
I think we may have broke her.
I'm still Vader or Yoda.
Chewbacca!
Yeah, that's a good choice.
I really like Ewan McGregor's take as Obi-Wan.
Mm. He did a really good job.
I think he did a really good job, especially with all the crap around him.
He's really pushing to get that Obi-Wan movie.
He saved
the rumors.
Because I got news for you. Qui-Gon wasn't that interesting either.
No, he was very vanilla.
No, I mean, take that and put that movie with him after, Taken and
I would love to see.
I have a very special set of skills.
Yeah, I would have loved to see it if he did Qui-Gon with the mentality of Taken.
Yeah.
Just keep talking in that voice.
Can you say one of his lines?
The metachlorians are out of this world.
I said,
mention
metachlorians.
Metachlorians.
I would love to. It would be great. I'm gonna train even if they say no.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
Okay. If you could be an extra in one part of it, where would you want to be?
All right. When Han and Leia exchange their love vows, and Han goes, "I know." Wouldn't mind being in the background going, "Oh shit!"
I would want to be as an extra. I'd want to be one of the Imperial guards at the last Death Star.
At the Red Guards.
Oh,
yeah,
Can I change mine to a serious answer?
No,
they're Imperial Guards, right?
The red ones
are Imperial Guards. Yeah.
To change mine to a serious answer, I would love to have been at the Ewok celebration.
He would be the giant Ewok.
With your luck, though, you would have been transferred into the bastardized version of that.
Oh, yeah, and they would have taken the song out, and I would just been like, why?
I would like to be an extra in any of, the Jabba the Hutt bar scenes. I think those people are pretty cool.
Is this, the first conversation?
The Jabba the Hutt ones or the one in the first Star Wars when
the first
in
Star
the
Wars
bar?
Cool, but no, I
you know
enjoy the Jabba the Hutt ones.
What you asked about your scene, that's the best line. We were thinking scene. Because I think my favorite line in the whole movies is, I'm asleep for a couple months and everybody has these visions of grandeur.
No, Jennifer, you saying you want to be at Jabba's
palace.
I don't want to be
my friend doesn't
Leia
like
and
you
the
either.
Okay, I just want to make sure this wasn't the first talk of many talks where you're like, I really would like to wear that bikini because
by the way, I think Han's got the best lines in every part of the movies.
Without question.
I feel terrible. Gets out of the torture machine. Favorite lightsaber.
Also, going back to favorite character, it's obviously Lando.
It's Lando. What you? Who's
what
got your favorite lightsaber?
What do we have here?
Favorite lightsaber.
I don't.
No, Darth Maul.
You like Mauls?
Luke's green one.
That's not a serious answer.
I'll go with the blue one, right, Anakin's.
You like Anakin's?
Yeah.
I do always have a little. I like Mace's.
It's because it's purple.
I actually like Luke's, probably his Jedi one.
There's that urban legend, too, that it says bad motherfucker on it.
I bet you it does.
I'm sure it's like BMF somewhere on there.
Has to.
Okay, last question. Can I ask one last question? Who's your favorite Jedi?
Favorite Jedi?
Mm-hmm.
Yoda.
Favorite character, favorite Jedi. Luke.
Really? I thought you were going to go with Mace Windu there.
No, I'm
writing that pretty hard.
You realize that Kevin and I battle over this.
Yoda was the better Jedi.
So I asked the question.
The answer is Yoda.
Yoda's your favorite Jedi?
No, who's
he's
the better
the
Jedi?
The best Jedi.
Maybe.
I mean, obviously, no. We may come to learn that it is Luke, but as of right now, until we see,
I think Luke's gonna. I think at the end of
farther,
when this is done, Luke will be the most powerful Jedi.
Did Luke ever finish his training? Didn't Yoda
There's
die?
A great Simpsons episode where Mark Hamill's on it, and one of like the gang
this
members.
Is Kevin's really
I love
upsetting
this.
Thing.
Yeah, and Hamill's
never
like
never finished his training.
Yeah, he's trying to like tell these guys what to do, and this gangster turns around and goes, "Shut up, Hamill! You didn't even finish Jedi school."
In the books, he learns a lot from the Jedi archives.
Books
which, by
canon.
The way, the Jedi the
well,
Jedi
I was talking about the movies. I wasn't
the
talking
Jedi temple
canon.
Was built on a Sith temple.
So I think we covered all our bases today. Another pretty good go at it. Episode 4 is wrapping up. Going into the week, you can find me at fanfest.com. I got a Better Call Saul reviews, which has been fantastic. I got my weekly comic book post, the pull list on Wednesdays. And then you can catch me at iamgeek32.org. We got content all week. Paul, you got anything going on?
Not too much, but one thing I do want to do, I want to throw a shout out to our friend Tim, who's going to be throwing out this thing for anybody local. Doing a fundraiser wrestling event. We got the innovator of violence, Tommy Dreamer, showing up amongst other independent wrestlers for an independent wrestling show at the Hampton Bays High School. You can check out any of our social media stuff. My at Disco Pauly, Kevin's at I Am Geek. You will find
I Am Geek 32.
I Am Geek 32, excuse me. You will find all that information going forward. It's May 21st, and it's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
Doing for the
Little League.
Yeah. And I mean, anybody that's been to some independent shows knows it's going to be fun. If you're a smarky wrestling fan, it's a good time.
Good times to be had. Anything you need to plug?
I got nothing to plug.
All right.
You know, your next episode, you should really touch on the whole death of Don Rickles, though.
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about Don. Why would you bring that up at the end of the episode?
Because, I mean, that's pretty important. It's Don Rickles.
Yeah. Well, now
Mr.
Warmth.
Just go on the internet. Go Don Rickles, Dirty Work, the 31 Flavors. That's where the baby gorilla came from.
Mr. Potato
stuff.
Head on Toy Story.
Yes. That. And the fact that he did a great run in Casino.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
And he's the only person that can make fun of Frank Sinatra and not
get
die.
Away. Yes.
No, I'm definitely not as cool as everybody else here. I don't have pages that people can go see my things at, so I'm just going to leave you with, don't hire gangsters and pay them with diabetes drugs.
All right, folks, that wraps up episode 4 of the I Am Geek podcast. Have a good week, many huzzas, and may the 4th be with you.